This is episode 396, recorded November 4th, 2016. Packard pokes at fart fires and Jesus porn. I want to thank C. Walker from the chat room for this week's show title.
Stuff your stocking with Packard pokes at merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard pokes at help you find that last minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokesat, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
Do you like Packard Pokesat and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokesat, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokesat. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us, or joining me anyway, tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Halloween's over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have taken... I forgot. Let me take off my mask.
No. I'm verklempt. It's my Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
Oh well. I guess I'll just eat myself into a coma in another couple weeks, and that'll make me feel better.
Yeah, the turkey's coming, isn't it?
Yep, the turkey coma.
Yeah, well, the turkey coma. It's more like you
the
have
pie
to
coma.
The pie coma. Wash all the dishes coma.
Yeah.
Have to deal with all the leftovers coma. It's like, you just want to be in a coma. You see all this work. It's like, just have somebody else do this shit. I don't want to do this. Just
3 days of cooking for 20 minutes of eating and then
wait,
2 days
you
of
obviously have
out,
never
right?
eaten. You've never eaten at my house with me. It's 20 minutes. No. That's more like an hour or two. I'm slowly gorging on every little thing. So.
My family are Hoover vacuum cleaners, man. It's like, let's put on the game.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's how it was with my family, too. I was like, everybody else is done. They're like away from the table. I'm still sitting there going, still eating. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going, why are you still at the table? I said, I'm still hungry. I can't do that shit now.
Oh, yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, every advance of the homosexual agenda comes at the expense of religious liberty.
You're very popular in a number of state institutions.
Yeah, that's the thing is about religion, that they seem to think just because they have a belief, they can tell other people what to do with their own bodies, which is completely wrong. Just because you have a belief that people should not have sex change or have an abortion or, you know, take your ring and stick it in your ear or your nose or your eyeball or wherever, you know, you probably don't want to put it in your eyeball. That makes things seeing kind of hard, you know, but I don't recommend putting things in your eyeballs, you know, just contacts. Let's leave it at that. And with some religions, if you do any of those things, they get really pissed about it, because that's the thing for them anyway. Over in Chechnya, living in Dizhan?
I think it might be Dagestan.
Dagestan?
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's always a Stan over there. I'm thinking somebody was named Stan at some point, and they just put Stan on the end of everything else. Just make sure.
Everybody's going to remember me.
Yeah, everybody's going to remember me. I'm Stan. I am Stan the man. So, anyway, this ethnic family over
Muslim family.
Yeah, okay, it's a Muslim family.
There you go.
Yeah, the Muslim family had a son who was transgendered. Now, a while back, we did a story where they talked about where the Muslims, they gave out a fatwa, because they're giving out a fatwa every day of the week for every fucking little thing that they want to. Over anything. They said, yeah, if you're transgender, that's okay. You can go get married. Well, thanks. Not like we should have really needed their permission. Well, they should have not needed their permission anyway, not mine. It's like,
true.
Yeah. So, but the problem is, this transgender person, decided I'm not comfortable on my own body at all, and I'd rather be the other gender completely. And there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, they went to a hospital, had the surgery, had fake implants put in, and became a woman. And the parents didn't know about it, and since this person was overage, should have never been any of their goddamn business to begin with, but
nope.
But to them, it didn't matter. To them, this person disgraced the family, and the father and the mother issued the permon. Apparently, he was in the hospital himself for having a heart attack or some kind of stroke.
A stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that. Yeah. I know that you can pass out if you're overwhelmed emotionally and mentally. No, he had a stroke because he's he obviously is a type A.
Yeah.
Triple A personality.
Oh, yeah. But anyway. Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The fact is he had a stroke and he's in the hospital.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, they don't have any fatwas about going to the hospital and taking care of that. You know, probably one day they will. Who knows? But he issued this permen, which I had never heard before, which is an invite to everybody else around them to kill somebody. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to do it myself. So, hey, everybody, I've issued a permen on my family member. So fucking kill them. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking things are going on in your head if you say, hey, kill my kid because they did something I didn't like? Do you have any additional thoughts on that, Connie?
The mother was crying the night over the operation and over the fact that her son had gotten married to a man. She wasn't crying because her child was dead because she'd issued a hit order on them.
Yeah.
I've said it before, there's not a place in my brain for this crap. I would rather that they had just done what most people in the civilized, if you have a fucking religious or whatever, you know, prejudice reason why you think that anybody who isn't, you know, boy, girl is wrong, you just write them off. You disown them.
Yeah.
And I think that's ugly.
You're right. That is ugly. That happens a lot in the religions over here. It's like Mormon religions, for example. You get excommunicated from them. Well, that's not. They just call it being shunned. They don't call it excommunicated. The Catholics do the whole excommunication garbage.
And I'm not saying that here in the U.S. In pockets that there aren't transgender or gay youths who are killed because, you know, society is not wanting to look at that.
Right.
But this is just beyond the pale for me. I just go, really? Wait, do we have relations with these people? Why are we talking with people who want to behave like this? Talk about shunning. I'd like to shun them. I'd like to punt them.
Yeah.
Over into next Tuesday. And then I'd like to
keep punting them until the following Tuesdays.
A black hole, right?
You know, oddly enough, okay. Since you talked about the black hole, I've been watching this series on the History Channel. Yeah, I know it's crappy shows, but where they talk about how different ways the Earth could die or, you know, whatever. And one of them was being sucked in a black hole. That has got to be the worst way to ever die ever. So being punted into a black hole, you kind of mean it. You're never coming back from that shit.
No, but you get stretched out very, very thin. And according to
that's called spaghettification.
Spaghettification.
Thank
yes.
you. I could not get my syllables together tonight.
I feel very sorry for as a male, this person, this transgender person, was known as Adam, and as a female, you know, she was known as Raina, and I feel really bad for her husband, and I just wish nothing but the worst for her parents. Yeah. Let them, you know, sit there and choke on their worry beads or whatever it is they do. I'm sorry. On their prayer rug, because I don't understand this level of hatred.
I can't either.
Do this to your own child.
I've seen this, but I've seen it in the reverse. We've had that actually happen here where the parents have killed. Well, actually, we have had stories where parents have killed their kids too. But they don't put out a statement, say, hey, everybody, come and invite others to kill them. I mean, not generally speaking, not like that, not like they put out like an announcement in Craigslist, say, hey, I need my kid killed. Can you do that for me, please? Because they did something I did not like. That is just fucking bullshit garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. When is the world going to grow up?
I don't know. I wish we would just grow past this infancy of religion. Religion is just a child's mindset of how the reality of the world works. And it's doing nothing but harming us overall.
That is true. Teach me how to be sensible,
logical, or responsible, practical. And tonight we have our logic game. Connie, now let's see if you can figure out what this particular logical fallacy is. All illegal drugs are harmful. That's why they're illegal. Is this A, appeal to incredulity? B, guilt by association? C, begging the question? Or D, undistributed middle?
Shoot. I'm torn between A and C. Gonna go for B.
You're gonna go for B. Okay. Yeah. What does our audience say?
Oopsie.
He's saying oopsie. He's Googling it quickly.
C.
He's saying C. He's saying C.
Okay.
Alrighty. We are all set to find out?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is C, begging the question.
There we go.
It's okay. Hiding other contributing factors and supporting the truth of your claim without any evidence other than the conclusion of your claim. So it's otherwise, it's like saying, okay, you have the choice of doing this or this, or this is a, if you do this, this is going to happen, and that's why you shouldn't do that. It's almost like a slippery slope at that point. So
that's the problem is some of these logical fallacies tend to overlap, and it becomes a game of the words and the finer points for me. So
yeah, no, that's exactly it. It's a finer point thing there, because you build it down until you can break it apart completely, and you can find out exactly what it is their fallacy is.
Yep. So you can look at a story and say, I already hear the fallacy.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Fallacies, they are dancing.
Yes.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass!
The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. A new episode dropped this morning. You can find that, of course, like it said in the ad there, on iTunes and Spreaker and a lot of other great places. We're having a lot of fun with that, so check it out.
You know, some pastors just don't really know how to lead into capturing their audience. They want to be relevant. And they
religion
to,
relevant?
yeah, they want to, spice it up a little bit. But mm-hmm. I find it really odd and off-putting when a pastor will, compare, Jesus' love for the church to, porn. What?
Porn? Wait a minute. That's a far, hard left turn.
Yeah, it is. I had never heard of this guy, but Pastor John Piper, who is a Calvinist, which means that he believes in original sin and once saved, always saved, right? He says...
once saved, always saved?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Shit, since yeah. I used to be a Pentecostal, so and they claim they saved me, so I could say, Jesus, go fuck yourself, and I'm still okay.
Exactly.
Not that I want to, but according to him, I am. So Jesus, please go fuck yourself.
But Pastor John Piper has a Dear Abby column of some kind of report or ill repute, I don't know, where he offers advice of the religious nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he was recently, wishing to remain anonymous, wrote to his podcast asking...
Wait a minute, this guy John, has a... Wait. This guy has a podcast? Oh my God! That's got to be boring. That has to be boring. This show is boring enough. You don't have to listen to that too.
They say podcast. I'm pretty sure it's just a radio show.
Yeah.
But it's just that they rebroadcast his radio broadcasts on a podcast. I'm fairly certain that's what it is.
That's probably what it is. I this guy doesn't look like he has the intelligence to know what a podcast is. Like, what are you talking about on the computer? What do you do? You push the button and it makes it go, right?
He's got a nephew.
He's got
a knows about the internet. So anyway, he had a person who wrote in and said, Pastor John, is it sinful to watch pornography with my spouse before sex?
That sometimes you just got to. You know, it's like I've been having a hard day.
Hey,
the coal mine has started
monogamy.
On fire again. I'm just not in the mood.
Monogamy is not a type of wood because of, the same person every day.
Well, that's... Wait a minute. That's what my ex-wife used to say. She said monogamy. It's a wood type. So I was like, what? What are you talking about?
She was referring to her dildo. I don't know. I don't know.
That was Bob, by the way. That was just Bob.
Bob. So Pastor Piper says, yeah, a resounding yes. Not only is it a sin to watch pornography, but it's a revolting sin.
A revolt? Wait a minute. What's a revolting sin? I know what sins are. Well, what they claim they are.
Let me go back into my best, I wasn't a preacher. So, corruption will abound. So much corruption toward Christ, toward the spouse and the marriage, and toward the people in the pornography. So evidently, when you're watching pornography, you're not only ruining yourself, ruining your marriage, ruining your wife, you're also having sex with the people who are on the screen. Let's just review what Jesus said about lust, right? If you've lusted in somebody with somebody in your mind, mm-hmm. you've already done it with them in the sack. So
So let's put this into perspective here. If he actually believes that shit, that means if you watch a porn, let's say you're a straight guy, okay, and your wife is straight. That means if you watch another couple having sex to get yourself aroused to have sex, that means you've had sex with them at the same time. So that means he's not only had sex with her, but he's had sex with him at the same time. So that's a homosexual thing there too. So we're got menage a trois all over the place here.
It gets worse.
Wait a minute. It gets worse?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Pastor Piper John, the Piper's son, says that the act of sexual union between a husband and wife is the apex of marital pleasures that represent the pure and holy pleasures between Christ and his church.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, now, I just hear the Barry White music. I see Jesus, and I see satin sheets and the church. And, oh,
wah,
my God.
Wah, wah.
Walk it, walk. You know, and actually the whole metaphor of the church being the bride of Christ is so common in so many sermons.
I wonder about that when they say Jesus is the bride of the church or whatever. I wonder if he, you know, has to bend over, because then that would, he'd have to, you know. So,
well, Jesus did. Never mind. Jesus hung out with a bunch of men.
yes, he did. As a matter of fact.
Yes, he did. Does Jesus really actually need to get his juices flowing? Because if so,
well, he did have Mary Magdalene, you know. So.
And this is,
or in the little boys, you know, and the little boy that's in it. This is in the Bible. Jesus was with some boy who was naked, and the boy took off. So,
well,
don't believe me. Look it up yourself.
Pledge.
What's
and
that?
He was grabbing him by the thigh.
Yes.
Refer to Atheist Bible and No Wardrobe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff about vows and grabbing somebody by their balls.
Yes.
Vowing by them. You know, anyway, you know, I have a little poem here for Pastor John Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Piper's Peter is a pesky, picky, puckered pecker. How many pastoral Jesus porns did Piper's Peter poke?
Oh, my God. He's been poking them all. And this is Packard Pokes That. We poke at everything. So.
I think that actually this pastor is probably very clueless about,
I would say so,
what he said here. And I'm just, I guess I love the internet. I love recordings because you get to point out all of the impractical and pornographic things that they are thinking.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, which, you know, what's really funny is most people who are secular or just don't give a shit about what anybody else does in the bedroom is just like, okay, you guys have, you want to go have sex? That's great. You know, go do you, you know, just leave me out of it, or, you know, include me maybe. I don't know. But these other people, these pastors, they're thinking about sex like all the fucking time, because they're like, hey, those people are having sex. Those guys are having sex with each other. Oh my God, this guy's sticking his dick in his guy's butt. And I'm like, so he has to think about that. It's like, so he's constantly thinking about this guy having sex. So these people are obviously closeted homosexuals, because they keep thinking about these people, these guys having sex. Well, everybody having sex.
But yeah, you can't be that repressed and not about something so basic as a basic urge that we all have to some degree or another, some more than others. But the more they talk about it, the more I'm going, you know what? It's just a matter of time. Instead of a Deadpool, we should have a sex pool and say, how soon before this guy comes out?
Yeah. Yeah, we should definitely have that.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our true or troll. Connie has got headlines from all over the internet, and she's going to try to see if she can trick me into thinking if this is a real headline or a troll headline. Okay, Connie, let's get this ball on the road.
Sorry, you said ball. All right. Sean Hannity. Liberals hire 13-year-old girls to seduce Trump and then blame him for it? He's just a man.
I'm going to call troll.
Correct.
Oh, good. Sean Hannity is fucking bizarre to begin with, but the fact is I don't think he even would say something like that.
That was Politicops, which is fun because a lot of things that they put in there, it's part of it's true, and then they fold
it around with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Squirrel injures several people in angry rampage at Florida Senior Center. True or troll?
Squirrels have done some really bizarre things. I'm going to say that's a true.
Yes. HuffPo weird news.
Squirrel! Oh.
Steph, Paul Rochelle, squirrel.
Squirrel!
Yes. All right. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. If people don't like the fact that they're colored, they can always get Jacksonized.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Roll.
I'm going to call this one troll. Some people are just not that quite that stupid, especially if they're in office. They're not going to come out and actually say it out loud.
Dang it. Yes, it's is a troll. I thought I got you. Again, politicops.
Yeah. I know this has been the age of Trump when they're just like, everybody's like, blarg, 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 hate words.
Blarkity blark.
Yeah.
Yep. Woman farts during surgery, setting fire to laser in operating room.
Okay, now that's a definite troll.
No.
No, really?
That's true. HuffPo.
Wow. Okay, okay, that's just bizarre. Because lasers don't work that way.
You know what? I almost thought I should save this for next week's show, but I'm going, no, this is too good.
Oh, damn. She farted and starts the OR on fire with her fart.
It was an arc. She was having a surgery on her feminine parts.
Oh.
Somehow. And yeah, just it created a... I don't know. There was
that's damn... I don't know what... Woman, what the hell have you been eating? Damn.
I know. Too much spicy food.
I am never... I don't know who this woman is, but I am not giving her my chili recipe, especially if she's going to go into the knife.
I feel very sorry for her.
That could have... If she had eaten my chili, she would have caused a fucking nuclear explosion.
The hospital, Lucy. The hospital.
The hospital, Lucy. Don't eat the chili before you go to the hospital, Lucy.
You're 3 for 4, so you're doing really good.
Okay.
All right. Pat Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats timed the election right after Halloween to get more votes for the witch.
Goddamn fucking... Oh, Robertson is a fucking nut job to begin with. I'm going to call troll on this one.
Yeah, troll. I thought
Thank
I
you.
Might get you.
No, it's like, I'm sure I would have come across that. It's like, oh. I know Robertson is a fucking nut job to begin with, but it's like,
nuh-uh. You know, he's in competition with Methuselah for the oldest living person. So, you know, all right. Well, you made four
awesome. Out of five. That's not bad. How did you guys do at home? Did you do better than I did? Did you do the same as I did? Did you do worse? I hope you do it in the leave a comment in the section below here when it gets, you know, when this hits YouTube. Anyway, we'll be back next week with our regular longer show. We have a guest, Prophet of Zod from YouTube. So check out his channel and he will be on with us then. And you can ask him a question or talk with him, you know, through chat and everything like that. So come and see us then, 9 p.m. Central Time. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes at. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.